what it means to be an American. America is freedom, and freedom is special and rare.
We, the people of this great nation.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
We, the people of this great nation.
Good morning, my fellow Americans, and it is a good morning because we're alive. We're alive. We have family members that are alive. And finally, this country is realizing that COVID-19 is nothing but a fucking hoax. And I mean that hoax. I'm not criticizing saying it's not real. It is real. But people are finally realizing that it's not as bad as people think it is. Numbers don't lie. People didn't suddenly have less heart attacks this year, in 2020, than they did in 2019. People didn't just magically not have the flu and just have COVID. People didn't magically not have any more strokes. So obviously these numbers are not adding up. But if we base ourselves on what Dr. Fauci, the clown, says, then we'd be in lockdowns for the rest of our lives. Now, let me tell you why I brought this subject up quick. Because first and foremost, I find a lot of odd things going on right now. For example, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Why are Catholic bishops cautioning their followers about taking the Johnson & Johnson vaccine? Why specifically that vaccine? I can't seem to get an answer to it. I don't know why Fauci's also saying it. And if it's something that I've learned in my business life, and it's something that actually was told to me today by a very good friend of mine who handles finances, he says, usually you do the opposite of what anybody's doing in the stocks. And that's how you usually succeed. Whatever people are all telling you to do one thing, go the opposite direction, you'll usually be successful. So when I see everybody telling us not to take the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, it starts making me wonder, are they inside the pockets of Pfizer, Moderna, or does the Johnson & Johnson vaccine possibly actually work and the other ones don't? Or what's the deal with this? Like, it's just very odd that they're just picking on this, and it seems to be scientists and religious leaders, which I find to be odd, because if they're saying that maybe the vaccine is, anti-religion, then you shouldn't take any of them. You shouldn't just be focusing on one. But nevertheless, finally, some of these governors are finally realizing this. We got the great governor, Abbott, from Texas, who is opening all businesses and wiping his ass completely with whatever Joe Biden's mandating or says he's mandating. That's it. He's opening up Texas 100%. No more of this BS. Let me explain to you something. We're going to look back in history, and we're going to look back for us fathers and mothers out there that have kids right now, that they're in elementary, middle school, and even high school. We're going to look back and we're going to see how badly this virus harmed our kids. And no, not the virus itself, but the cure, or the supposed cure to this virus. This is destroying our youth. Not just is our youth getting antisocial, they're becoming suicidal, they're getting drug habits, they're also not learning. That's a problem. Because already it's hard to get our kids to learn. It's hard to get our kids to pay attention in class. And the sad thing about it is the teachers know this. And teachers are on the bandwagon. They know this is bad for our kids. And they still continue. These teachers and these teacher unions, if any teacher supports these lockdowns and this virtual school that they call it or whatever, these are not real teachers. They don't care about your kids. They didn't go into education because they care about kids or they care about teaching kids. That simple. There's nothing like being inside a classroom and teaching hands-on and being hands-on with kids and teaching them. Science already proves they're not super spreaders. And for the most part, they don't even get sick when they get COVID-19. Very small percentile. Insignificant. So small. So I had to bring that up because it seems to be a very big issue that we're having. And I'm going to tell you, and I hate to say this about my own kids, but my son, I noticed a difference while we were on those lockdowns and schools were shut down for 6 months towards the ending of the beginning of 2020. I saw my son get dumb. Like, I'm going to say it openly. My son got dumber. He was already like not fully focused. Like, my son is one of those kids that he's smart, very street smart, but, and he's only 8 years old, but he's got a lot of logic. He's intelligent. But he can't focus very well when it comes to doing his schoolwork and all that stuff. And I actually noticed even his attitude and his anger, because of these lockdowns and because of not being able to be around other kids, he changed in that small period of time. He changed. Luckily, Florida reopened schools the following year, regular school year. And we made a decision, my wife and I, and we said, we're not going to let him be affected by this. But my son was literally turning into an antisocial individual who didn't want to go outside and play like normal kids do. He didn't even want to jump in our pool. He just wanted to be playing video games. And it was hell trying to get him to do schoolwork and run a business at the same time while the economy is crashing because no money's coming in and we're in a complete shutdown. We're going to look back in history and we're going to see how ridiculous this was handled by the left and how on point Donald Trump was the entire time handling COVID-19. Without any further ado, the one, the only, we only have one.
The only Dr. Q.
So Q, I got a bone to pick with you. I got a little bone to pick with you. We got an email back from good old Susan. Okay,
yeah,
Susan. Oh, you got an email?
Susan.
Okay. So Susan sent a message to me. Hi, Jace. It's Susan. I am messaging you back to get what I have coming to me for sticking up for Q. Yesterday, I told you that you need to let him speak. You talk over him, but I also forgot to mention that I sometimes hear you crunching nuts or something and drinking while he's speaking also. Oh my God, Susan, are you kidding me? You know, I gotta start vetting these emails before I read them. I'm literally not even reading them before because I want it to be a natural reaction. So I don't read these emails. Susan, so you're attacking me for something else. Oh my God, Susan. Wow.
Thank you, Susan.
I'm hurting right now. I'm hurting. My soul hurts. Just for the record, I'm not chewing on nuts. I'm actually chewing on ice. I've had this issue my entire life. I always chew on ice since I was a little kid. But Susan, I'm very, very disappointed.
Come on, man.
Seriously? You're going to take Q's side? Oh. Okay, so again, guys, I'm always going to be your voice. I know I repeat this all the time, but me and Q, we believe in free speech and we believe in voicing your voice, making your voices loud, making your voices heard. So if you want to be heard or you have something to say, no matter how bizarre, no matter how far-fetched it is, I will put it out there. I don't care because everyone deserves a voice.
So she sent me one too. That has something different. Did she send you something about anything else?
No, go ahead. Say yours, and then I'll talk about the other listener.
All right. So she says, this is Susan, the girl that stuck up for your ass, LOL. Anyway, I sent you a link. Did you see this? Is Tiger King Q? I guess she means, is he part of Q? Not Q, but is he part
Tiger
of
King?
Yeah, because his message is... major announcement will be made on Wednesday of this week. Every news station, radio, newspaper, and talk show will be talking about this. Once this cat is out of the bag, there's no one going to lie about anything anymore. I'll be honest with you, I haven't heard anything that has to do with his name anywhere. So this is like new news to me, but I will look into it for you, I promise.
Well, Susie, I'm going to tell you, I watched the entire Netflix. I'm sure Dr. Q didn't watch it. he's going to pull another Mike Lindell. But but I'm sure he didn't watch it. But I actually did watch it. Yeah, that man has, that man is not part of Q. I'm pretty certain of it. That man is, he's trying to get himself out of jail no matter what. He apparently thought Donald Trump was going to pardon him, had a limo waiting for him and everything. And he's still there. Wonder if the limo's still there too. Yeah, that guy.
I can't agree with you, and I can't deny or agree.
Because listen, if that guy is Q, then the Q community is the biggest idiots on this planet.
He's not Q, but he's part of QAnon.
If he's part of QAnon or whatever the fuck, then QAnon or whatever you guys call it is extremely stupid. Listen, that guy literally got himself in trouble documenting everything himself. I mean, that guy's an idiot. Have you seen the show?
Jay, listen, you don't understand the way things are, you know, looked at for a reason. They're made to look like something for a reason. You understand that?
Dude, they were behind the scenes footage. I mean, this guy was aware of what was going on the whole time.
You don't know what the behind the scenes footage actually is and what it consists of and why, okay? All you know is what you see, and that's it. So I'm not saying it is or isn't. I'm just saying, like, don't be surprised. That's all I got to say.
All right. So I have another email from the great Miranda. Hey, from the great sunshine state of Florida, which you already know how great we live. LOL. Just want to say keep up the great work like always. Also, wanted your listener to know don't give up. Even though I believe a lot Q says, but if the plan, quote unquote, don't work out because no one going to listen to the fraud and we see Supreme Court is nothing but a spineless jellyfish. I agree. They are spineless jellyfish. We can't stop fighting. If we do, then they for sure will take our great nation away from us while we just sit back and watch them do it. I still have mixed feelings about 2022 and 2024 election. Part of me is saying, what is the point? They got away with it right in front of us, and everyone knows it. They know they can do whatever they want now. A lot of people are going to have to that mindset and won't vote coming in the coming years. Okay, I'm going to stop right there just because, one, I don't think what occurred in this election, I think everybody's well aware of what happened, and I think the Trump base is going to make sure that the bullshit that occurred before doesn't happen again. So I think that there's going to be a lot more scrutiny in these upcoming elections than there was before. And that being said, if we do not, I mean, look, Joe Biden is doing such a good job for the Republican Party that it's not even funny. I mean, this guy's making such stupid decisions that they're not even going to be able to rig this election, because so many of the people that voted for Joe Biden, unions included, that made the unions that made their workers vote for Joe Biden, they're all regretting it right now. I promise you, this is just going to get worse. This man is just going to make things worse. People don't like to pay. People have, unfortunately, the left seems to have a price tag. And their price tag is $1,400 per vote. Because it wasn't $2,000. They keep saying the magical $2,000 stimulus. No, Donald Trump already had given $600 in a stimulus. He signed off on it. So Joe Biden's just giving an additional $1,400. So in reality, they got bought off for $1,400 measly dollars. That was the price of these people that were expecting stimulus or wanted stimulus and voted for Joe Biden based on the stimulus package. And it's no coincidence that they held back, that the House decided, kept going back and forth on an election year, knowing that the American people needed this. And there's no coincidence that in the entire COVID-19 relief bill, 9% of it is for COVID-19. The rest, all it is a wish list for the Democrats. But to continue, they know they can do whatever they want right now. A lot of people are going to have that mindset and won't vote. But that's what the Demorats, thank you for the Demorats, the demon rats want. It would make it so much easier for them. But vote, vote, vote. But I do know they better fix this broken voting shit system. We won't survive another 4 years of Wrecking Ball Joe and chlamydia in 2024. Oh, shit. So we might not even survive these 4 years ahead of us. But everyone needs to keep up the great faith. God bless. And oh, yes, ask you a question for me. I keep trying to figure out or get an answer, and I can't. How he was saying, along with several others claiming, kids have been saved from underneath the White House and tunnels in D.C. area. But if that's true, why didn't Trump save them while he was living there in the last 4 years? Thanks, and have a great day. Oh, shit, she got you. Shit. Yeah, Q, explain that to me.
Well, number one, I got to answer the first question that you just...
Because you want to give yourself time to think about the second one.
Not at all. Not like you. We'll talk about that after we're off the phone. Anyway, so first of all, there is no Joe Biden. All right, that's number one. Okay, this is a big scene. This is a movie that you're watching. That's all this is. So please relax, rest. Just I'm telling you, everything's fine. Everything has gone the way it's planned to be. Okay, and that's it. People are going to jail very, very soon. I mean, they've been going to jail for the longest time already. But I'm saying, and they're being executed. Okay, or in Guantanamo Bay. You're going to see like people like Cuomo. I'm pretty sure. What's his name?
Cuomo now has 3 allegations.
Yeah. Well, he's definitely going to be gone. Pretty sure he's into pedophilia. I'm pretty sure I heard his name in the Q department. Big time pedophilia. Him and the governor. Who's the governor? What's his name again?
I'm not giving you names. You wanted the floor. You better know your shit.
The fucking New York government. The fucking tall guy. The one.
That's the mayor. Mayor de Blasio. He's not a fucking governor. The governor is Cuomo.
Sorry. De Blasio. He's a pedophile too. So he's going to be arrested. So there's certain ones that aren't arrested yet that are going to be arrested. Okay. So like I said, we're going into the Nasera system. Okay. It's a total different system, money system, everything. Everything's going to be fine, okay? I promise you, things are... I'm getting constant intel every day that I just can't even, like, go through because you guys won't even understand because it's, like, all in code language. And I tried to explain it to Jace the other day, and it's just almost impossible to talk about because it's all in code. Because
it's all bullshit.
I'll try. No, it's absolutely not.
You haven't proven one thing yet to me. Not one.
And I don't have to prove shit.
And let me tell you something. What day is tomorrow?
4th.
What day is tomorrow?
The 4th. Right now it's the 4th. Right now it's the 3rd. So, got one more day after.
So.
12:10 p.m. A.M. So.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Be ready, guys, for disappointment once again. and then, wait, the Constitution really meant March 20th? They will come up with something. Answer her question. Why didn't Donald Trump fix it?
Hold on, asshole. I said things are going to be happening between the 4th and the 6th. That's what I've heard. That's the intel. So.
I'll see you by yourself 2 more days. Okay.
So, in regards to the kids in the tunnels and the reason why Donald Trump did not, rescue them. Number one, these tunnels go hundreds of miles. I'm trying to think, it was hundreds or thousands. I think it's like 1,200 miles, they said, that it goes underneath. So I'm sure Donald Trump was never under there. There was no reason to go under there. So that's number one, and number two, like I said, they're widespread. So I mean, who knows? Like this, like I said, this is a movie. So all this might have been done a while ago. No, it is, and all this might have been finished a while ago, but they had to show you in their time for reasons. So. That's exactly what, I'm thinking about the whole situation. done?
Yeah, I mean, that answered absolutely nothing. I hope you got that comment. He pretty much played ring around the rosy. He gave you no answers whatsoever. The distance makes no difference. I mean, Donald Trump apparently can build a border wall to protect our borders, but right under his feet, there's pedophilia happening and he couldn't take care of it. This is nonsense. This is ridiculous. This is a joke.
Hey, I just told you that we are in a fucking movie.
Yes, okay? Written by you.
Everything has played out already, and they're redoing things to make it look like something for reasons. Do you understand that? So what I'm saying to you is these kids were rescued already.
Oh.
That's what it was. I guarantee it.
Listen, you guarantee a lot of stuff.
Well, I mean, it's the intel I'm getting. And
it's not, fact, listen, but it's not intel when it's not real. It's just real. Conversation and bullshit that you're receiving. I don't buy it. I'm sorry.
Well, it doesn't matter. I don't give a fuck what you buy.
Listen, you better give a fuck. I came in like a wrecking ball. You better chill out with me. I'll put Miley on your ass. All right, so we got another email from good old Alex Bowen. Okay, so he wrote several emails, actually. He goes, give it time. Wrecking Ball Biden will do away with that, too. He wrote a lot. Hold on.
Why are you giving out last names?
I accidentally did that, but I apologize. If President Trump didn't take the shot, what did he take? I think he is way too far into his conspiracy theories that it is hard to listen sometimes. I do enjoy Q, but he needs to pump the brakes on some of this stuff. Sorry, Q. Okay, he continues. Students want a song called Song Canceled a Racist Figure of America's Past Taken Down in Texas. But Texas said if they do that, they will pull financial funding to the school. Good for Texas. We all need to get behind states like Texas and not giving in to these liberal Democrat fucking snowflakes in this country. If they want communism, then get the hell out of America. I will help you pack. Well, I mean, the reality is, I mean, look at what happened with the six Dr. Seuss books. This is fucking ridiculous. I mean, look, people come to this country because this is the greatest country on the planet. You don't see caravans going to Venezuela. If communism was so good, you don't see people trying to book flights to China. You don't see people trying to go, I mean, to any of these communist countries. No, instead, they try to come to the United States, the Great Republic. Okay, so when Minnesota riots before, during, and after, for many months after the court hearing, Biden better ask for peace, Kamala too. But they are going to encourage it and support it. And Biden will probably give the BLM and Antifa money for their loss of a criminal. Do I agree with the kneeling on the neck? No. But that hold is okay to use it in the state. And he was acting erratic and looking for excuses not to get arrested. Did Floyd have remorse for that pregnant woman he held at knife point, threatening to stab her? And Floyd had fentanyl in his systems. Americans need to wake the hell up. Alex, I saw the video, right? So at first, you know, because this is the thing. When they're building a case, they're not going to show you everything. You're going to see the videos that people see from the outside. Right? So at first I saw the videos and I was, wow, man, I can't believe they did this to this guy or whatever. But then when you start seeing the body cams of every other officer, you notice little discrepancies, little things that if you put all these things together, you realize, okay, this man was resisting arrest. Then he was trying to get out of the cop car. And then he was saying that he couldn't breathe before they even got on him. And he actually requested to be placed on his stomach. So, and he was high on drugs. He was a criminal in committing an act of crime. I mean, it's very simple. I mean, I don't understand how hard it is for people to understand this. The cops tell you, you're under arrest. You turn around, you get cuffed. And that's it, especially when you actually committed the fucking crime. I mean, you see this happening all over the United States. People losing respect for our fellow law enforcement. where you see a guy getting pulled over for a ticket. He's obviously speeding, and he's there literally arguing with a police officer and telling him, what gives you the right to give me take away my constitutional rights on a public road? And it's like, but shut the fuck up. Please. You were speeding. It's the law. You get a ticket. You resist. And then when you start acting hostile, what's going to happen in return? The police officer is also going to act hostile. And if you start getting aggressive, the police is going to take it as if you're being aggressive towards him and he's got to protect himself. Again, being a police officer or being in law enforcement is not an easy job. It's not an easy job. And it is a horribly paying job as well. And to make matters worse, they wanted to continue to defund police officers and defund police departments. Well, let's see how good that's happening now in Minnesota. I mean, these people are literally begging now to get police officers and they can't. What happened to their social workers and their community service people that were going to handle all this crime? No, instead, crime is spiking in all these cities that wanted to defund the police. That's exactly what's happening. New York, Minnesota, Minneapolis. I would say Chicago, but it's such a norm in Chicago that it's just like, why bring it up? I mean, every single weekend people are, they don't even talk about it on the news anymore. Because it's just that bad that people, it is very sad when we live in a country where we hear that 26 people get killed over the weekend, and that's normal for us in a city. That 26 people die in one city in a weekend, oh, okay. Chicago? Oh, yeah, okay, it must have been Chicago. That's not normal. Everybody in this country should really be afraid of that. The fact that from one side, you have the left trying to cancel everything the right believes in, whether it's religion, whether it's the Constitution. And then from the left, you have their nonchalant attitude that they don't even care about lives. And these are the people that supposedly care about the American people and COVID-19 and the deaths of COVID-19, the same people that hid deaths in nursing homes. Let's not forget, Governor Whitmer is now taking a lot of heat as well. She's being sued as well. Apparently, there's a little scandal going on there, but I can't break the news yet because it hasn't really broken. There's a lawsuit in relation to her lying. I don't want to give any news unless it's factual. Q?
What's up?
You don't have to be cool, dude.
What's up?
I can't even hear you. Get the dick out of your mouth.
What do you want from me? You want like answer to what you just answered, or
I mean,
like,
it would be cool if you can answer our listeners' answer, but apparently you don't have an answer to it. So I guess we'll just have to jump to something else.
Give me the question again, please, because I'm looking at a bunch of shit. So
see, I don't get you.
I'm never gonna get you.
Listen. I'm just saying.
Dude, you talk for like an hour, okay? So I just like zone out. All right. So, okay.
So this is how you're gonna play me on my own show. I came in like a wrecking ball. I'll give you a question. I'm gonna give you a solid question. When are you gonna pay me the money? When are you gonna pay me my money? No, I was actually talking in reference to Miranda's question.
To who?
Miranda?
Okay, so what'd she ask you?
No, she asked you. So why didn't Trump get them out of the tunnels if they were right under him?
Oh, I already answered that.
You did not answer shit. You did a runaround. Are you running for politics?
Another question with another email. So tell me what that was.
No, I was just, it was in reference to Minnesota and George Floyd and Donald Trump. Joe Biden taking sides and probably giving them money.
So you just brought that up out of nowhere.
No, that's an email. Right? That's an email from Alex.
Okay, so what was the email? What did he say?
I just read the whole thing.
Just read it, dude. It's not long.
So when Minnesota riots before, during, and after, many months after the court hearing, Biden better ask for peace. Kamala too. But they are going to encourage it and support it. And Biden will probably give the BLM and Antifa money for their loss of a criminal. Do I agree with the kneeling on the neck? No, but that hold is okay to use in the state. And he was acting erratic and looking for excuses not to get arrested. Did Floyd have remorse for the pregnant woman he held at knife point, threatening to stab her? And Floyd had fentanyl in his system. Americans need to wake up.
Okay. So my hypothesis of that situation and things that I've seen, okay, in the Q community is that the whole Floyd thing was fake. They were actually actors that were cops. And it was an agenda to make it to make something happen in this, you know, in the communities, which look what happened. I mean, it like they destroyed people's homes and businesses, you know, riots everywhere. So that is what I was told, that it wasn't even real, even though, you know, you see everything on media, which everything on media is pretty much fake anyway. So they make you see what they want you to see, and that's it. And in regards to, like I said, Biden, he was never inaugurated, okay? I'm telling you right now, it's an actor, and we're literally going into this movie. That's all it is. It's literally a movie. And these are actors doing their own little thing, okay, that they're supposed to do, according to the movie. We have nothing to worry about, okay? Nothing like this is going to happen. I promise you, nothing. We are fine. We're actually out of that system, and it's going to the new system. The Sarge Sarah.
Come on, man.
Jace keeps laughing about it. It gets me so pissed off.
Every time you say Nefer, it's like shut the fuck up. Somebody, Michelle sent me a meme. This was good. Why wasn't Dr. Seuss racist when Michelle Obama invited him to the White House? There's a picture because she read the book to kids with Dr. Seuss in there.
That was his book to lure them downstairs so they can freaking sexually molest them. That's what that was.
Okay, so somebody from apparently your community, Selena, sent me this message. Goes, did you know that Donald Trump took Air Force One to go to Orlando?
Exactly. Yep.
Where's the proof on that?
Let me see. I think I could probably get it for you. Actually, I got it right here. It was sunny day. This is from March 1st. And it says it's from, March 1st. It just says AF1 in Orlando yesterday. Who was in Orlando yesterday, Biden or Trump? Which we know Trump was, so.
Okay, where's the evidence? You're just saying a fucking statement. You're repeating the same exact thing that my listener just sent me via message.
I'm just telling you that this is the intel that I got. So
intel, you and your intel. Okay, so somebody said Joe Biden hasn't had Mary. Mary said Joe Biden hasn't had a press conference, a huddle, a question answer at the helicopter. Can we please hear from our president?
Okay, so the reason why is because his mask fell off. They can't get it back on.
You want me to tell you something, Q? You're lucky. I love you so much, man. Because I mean, you are beyond ridiculous. I mean, you really are. And the crazy part is that you're turning my people against me. And this is some serious bullshit. Like, people are literally turning on me. Why are you guys doing this to me? Why is my audience taking Q's side on it? I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer, guys. I'm trying to be realistic. I wanted Donald Trump to win the presidency. Donald Trump will always, in my mind, will always be our president. And I think he was the duly elected president this time around as well. I just think he got the shorter end of the stick and he got cheated. And the American people got cheated.
Listen, I have to say something here. Okay, I sent Jace a video of Biden going on his Air Force One. His Secret Service are all wearing jeans and sneakers in long jackets. And they're in a
Oh my God.
A piece of shit. I can't say it. Oh my God, the SUVs.
I'm not going to lie, the SUV looked like shit. I mean, I have never seen any president in a car that bad. Either the state of Texas really dislikes him, and they were like, yo, let's give him the biggest piece of shit we've got.
The president logos on the freaking doors
are super
phony
small.
As shit.
They're super
look
small.
Phony as shit. Everything looked phony as shit. The media got let in the back. Okay, with red carpet. Why Joe Biden had no red carpet? Nothing. It's like he was like on the coach. The coach side going up. I mean, if that's not see that. What I'm saying is. Jace, even if you have enough proof seeing it right in front of you, he will not accept it. That's what I'm trying to tell you guys. It's just no matter what proof you give him, it's not enough. Unless he hears it on the fucking news. That's the only way it's going to be enough. I'm telling you right now, we are in a fucking movie. This is a movie you're watching. That's all it is.
Okay, well, I think this guy, as much as I have okay, so we have another one. We have another message from another listener. D-Man, Q, exclamation. Today's show, you stated that the voting system is going to be on blockchain. He put, I 100% agree. You have several times saying that the crypto is the new world order, Illuminati system. And then he wrote,
come on, man.
You said this was from a secret, credible source also. Please question if your sources as to if they are backed by New World Order. Crypto is on blockchain. Blockchain is crypto. If nothing happens in April, I beg you to make a public statement of how gullible you are and that everything you say is random, opinionated thoughts. Love you, Q. Stay here on Earth with us.
Okay, so he's saying that I said that what was on blockchain? The voting?
Today you stated that the voting system is going to be on a blockchain. And then he wrote, I 100% agree. You have several times said that crypto is New World Order. And then he put Illuminati system.
I didn't say crypto. I said Bitcoin.
Okay. You realize Bitcoin is part of the cryptocurrency, right?
It doesn't matter. It's not it's a crypto, but it's not cryptocurrency Bitcoin. Bitcoin is its own entity.
D-Man, okay? D-Man, if you're listening to him, if he's lying, please correct him on another email.
So blockchain is not crypto. Okay, blockchain is basically space. It's space that you move these codes into for crypto. That's what a blockchain is. So if they're doing it for voting, it's basically space with certain numbers that you can't decipher. You know that they're encrypted. So each vote has, a blockchain, a space with, encrypted, numbers on it. So, it's in like layman's terms. That's what I'm trying to tell you, that it's going to be very secure that way instead of the way it is now.
Okay. So he said, you said this was from a secret, credible source. Also, please question. You know what you say, your secret sources or whatever that only you know.
I said it was probably from my community or it was from my intel. I mean, that's
relax, digital warrior. Let me finish. Please question if your sources as to if they are backed by the New World Order. He's basically saying, are you sure? Are you sure that you're not being played? D-Man,
yes.
I love your questions. I love your questions. Keep shooting those questions over. People need to question everything Q says.
Let me get this straight, too. Our currency is not going to be cryptocurrency, okay? That will be a part of, you know, our currency, but not in the way that we're going to deal with, you know, money every day. We are going to have something just like the dollars, okay? But it's going to be backed by gold. It's going to be a total different situation. And, you know, this money we have now is New World Order money. And it's you know, Masonic. That's what it is.
Listen, man, I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
Exactly.
To be honest with you, I mean, I don't believe in the New World Order. I do not believe in anything you say in reference to Q.
Wow.
I believe these are a lot of power-hungry politicians.
Go type in agenda 21 that are trying to
please their.
Go type in agenda 21.
Go see a psychiatrist.
Agenda 21.
Go see a psychiatrist.
That'll and tell you new world order.
I don't believe
you know
in
that
any.
Is, Jay?
I don't believe
Jay,
in any
Jay,
new world
me,
order.
One second, Jay. Agenda 21 is a bill that was signed by Congress for new world order.
Seriously?
So yeah. So go look it up.
I'm being sarcastic.
Yeah, so just go look it up.
I mean, look.
So that'll be your proof.
Guys.
So you don't believe something I'm saying, but I'm telling you it's true. And there's your proof. And you just won't believe it. So, you know, you're a lost cause.
I'm not a lost cause. I'm a realistic thinker,
well,
man. I'm not a fucking gullible individual.
Not
I'm not going to believe things because it's going to make me feel better. I'm not going to do
it. It's not about that. It's not about that. It's about seeing the proof in front of your face, Jay.
I have not seen. I have not seen any proof that you have shown me in my face.
All right. Well, there's more proof. All right. Look.
I mean, I'll go back. I'll go back to the proof you sent me about the time capsule. You actually think Trump went and traveled? Forget about the fact that it was a Nicolas Cage picture you sent me.
Look what he's doing. Look what he's doing. Look what he's doing.
Okay. Forget about that. Forget about that. The fact that you think that Donald Trump traveled through time, let's forget about that you sent me that image and let's just assume, which I know it wasn't true, but let's assume you sent me that image to tell me that's how it might look. You think would have gone through time, you don't think Trump would have stopped this election fraud from happening? Or furthermore, how can you think we can travel through time, but we can't travel into the space?
Hey, I'm not saying we can't. I'm not saying we can't. It's just that we're not allowed because we're not, you know, we don't know how to do it. But obviously, you know, certain people do.
Is the reptilian race not letting us?
I don't know if we learned it from them or not, you know, from the extraterrestrial. I don't know. Probably we learned a lot from them. That's where we got a lot of our technology.
How does the reptilian race look?
like normal people.
Then why are they called reptilian?
Because that's what they are. They actually
So they look like lizard people?
Well, they actually come out like their real true body, physical body and looks come out like they say when they're sleeping, when there's blood around, like human blood. You know, makes it transform. They look like regular people, but you know, if you sit
you
there
realize,
watching for a
while, do you realize how crazy you sound?
I don't.
Let me tell you something, please. If there's any listener out there, any of them that's a psychologist or a psychiatrist, please give me a diagnosis. Please send me an email, Jace. At therepublicannation.com, because this man is obviously delusional.
I am the most sane motherfucker you can ever meet. Okay?
Oh, I have
completely,
no doubt. I have no doubt
normal.
You. No.
Never
I,
had any kind of issues with psychological ever anything. Okay, so you know, They can go fuck themselves. I don't want no diagnosis. I don't give a fuck what they say.
I'm asking them, not you.
I understand it. I'm just making a point.
I mean, I know you're trying to be Mr. Hardcore tough guy here.
Not at all.
But I mean, look, the reality is I have not yet to see anything or assume anything that you are saying is correct. I am willing to engage in the thought that it's a possibility, but you just don't provide me with anything that can convince me that it's real.
Okay, so your listeners, I just explained to you Agenda 21 about the New World Order. Okay? I just look it up, Jay. You'll find it.
I mean, you got to also look up the Mike Lindell video, though, this time, please. Can you do that?
I already looked at it and I saw it, so.
Yeah, you fucking liar.
So,
what was the most intriguing part of the I'm not going to do this shit to you again.
I told you what it was. It was showing the fact that you could see going from every country, you know, had a trail going to every country, see exactly where it was going from to where. Coming from and going where.
What was his main thing that he mentioned that he discovered through Sidney Powell?
Go fuck yourself.
Exactly.
Are we going to talk about news? Or are we going to bring up some bullshit like this again so you can fucking try to look like a fucking jerk off that you are?
I am a jerk off. I do jerk off.
But you're really looking like one, too.
I'm not. Listen, Q, I wish you were right. I mean, I'm not trying, really. I wish you are.
I'm giving you the proof, but you don't fucking look at it, Jay.
Okay, I'm going to look at that.
Yeah. Why don't you look at it like right now, like you normally do?
What do you mean?
Like, if I say something, you should look the fuck up real quick to try to fucking debunk me. That's what you always do. But you're not looking up something that's fact from Congress? Like, I mean, you don't believe in the New World Order. We are in the New World fucking order, dude. If Biden truly was president, we would be the New World Order. Believe that one.
But, like, how badly do I have to believe it?
Let's put it like this. Pelosi signed a bill, okay, in regards to all the banks, where if you have, $50,000 or 100, I forget what it is, like 100 and something thousand or something like that in some kind of any kind of fund, whether it's cash or retirement or something, I forget exactly what the words was, you have to give up 25% of it. No matter what. And that was supposed to start in February, I think it is, right after the inauguration. So we would have been totally fucked if it was true, okay? If we were actually going to be...
So what do you think of everybody that's talking about that plum dress that Kamala Harris was wearing? The purple dress. There's talk, and I've heard about this. There's talk about the whole... verse in the Bible and what Kamala was wearing during the inauguration.
Why was she wearing it?
During
inauguration?
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember seeing anything like that. I might have saw something briefly about it or something, but I don't remember anything like that stuck out. But like I said, that was all fake anyway. So it might have been she might have been dressed up like that on purpose to prove some kind of revelation, you know?
It's evolution.
Revelation, not revolution. Revelation.
I know. I just wanted to sing that song. Yeah, I thought it would bring you some joy.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
You're very, very mean.
So are we done with these emails now? Because I still have an email.
Oh, you have an email.
Yeah, it's nothing like, you know, crazy, you know, important, you know. But, you know, it's a listener. And, you know, I really do not usually give this kind of advice out. This usually costs people, you know, money to get this kind of advice from me. I'll give it to you very briefly. And give you, you know, an idea of what to do, but, you know. All right, hold on here a second.
All right, I'll read mine really quick, because mine's is just Catholic school. Hey there, my name is Matthew. I'm a big fan of your podcast. I heard on the most recent one that you are putting your kids into a Catholic school. Congratulations. Prayer be with you guys. And things are going to change in the GOP 2024. You're damn right things are going to change. And thank you. I pray for you as well. I pray for all my fellow Americans out there. Every single night I pray that America gets through these tough times. And we stay united. At least the ones that are united on our side. I don't think there is any unity from the other side, but you never know. Yeah, I'm definitely putting my kids in Catholic school. I want to make sure my kids are raised around God. I want God to play a role in their lives. I mean, I'm not going to force them to believe in God. I'm going to only teach them and let them find their way. That's always been the way that I look at it. I'm going to expose them to it. And when they're adults, they're going to end up making their own decision regardless.
All right, I want to answer that too.
That wasn't to you.
I know, but I still want to answer it.
Go ahead, Q.
Okay, so number one, Catholicism is, it's actually run by the Jesuits. The Jesuits is the Pope, okay? The Pope is the most prominent pedophile in the world, okay? So, you know, it's good to be in a Catholic school, and yes, you learn about God, but you still have to pay attention to the curriculum, whatever. You people know what I'm talking about. And you have to, like, visit that school while they're in class, because you want to know exactly what they're learning for the day, and ask your kids and make sure everything adds up, because you never know. Just because don't take things as for granted just because they're in Catholic school. I'm just letting you know that. Everybody thought, you know, the Pope is like, you know, the top Catholic, you know, great, you know, listen to everything he says, he's from God. No, the last few popes were actually big-time Satanists, scumbags, sacrificing kids, all kinds of crazy shit like this. And, you know, they're all involved in the Ninth Rite. It's called the Ninth Rite. Look it up. See what it says. Big-time royalty pedophilia. And they're in the top of the chain. So that's all I'm saying. Like, you just have to, no matter where you go, You still have to, you know, use your intuition and you know, visit these schools and see what your kids are actually learning, and you know, talk to your kids about your teachers and what they did the whole day, this and that, you know. And that's all I can say about that.
Okay, so go ahead and get to your email.
Did you take me off of there? Did you shut me off?
I did not shut you off. Why would I do such a... Huh?
You didn't mute me?
I did not mute you, no. What's wrong with you?
Right. I'm just saying, you know. All right, so this is, hey, Q. This is from Joshua. Hey, Q, quick question. Is there any kind of diet I could do to lose 10 pounds fast? I'm talking 2 weeks. I'm getting married and tux felt a little tight. So... thing is, there's so many aspects here that you know play a role. I don't know how you're eating. I don't know what your diet is now. You know, as when I say diet, I don't mean diet. I mean just what's your eating habits. You know, I don't know. You know, this might be disgusting, but basically, how many bowel movements you're having a day, because that plays a huge role in losing weight. If you can actually email me back and tell me what your diet is every day, what you're eating every day, and what your routine is, like working out or not or whatever it is. Just let me know your whole routine and what you do and everything, you know, daily. And then I can give you a more of an answer. But right now, it's just hard. It's really hard. I can't just go into complete detail with it. It's just basically impossible, to tell you the truth. I need to know your weight. I need to know how tall you are. There's just so many things I need to know for me to.
For fuck's sake, the guy just wanted a damn diet, a quick diet, a quick fix.
You can't.
Just try the keto diet, man. Just look up the keto diet.
No. There is no quick fix unless you can tell me I need your height, your weight, you know, what you eat daily.
Dude, he just wants to look good for his wedding.
Yeah, sure, of course. But I have to know that so I can see.
Look up keto diet.
Listen to Jace, okay?
Listen to Jace. You answer my listeners. I can't answer yours.
You can't just go on a keto diet, okay? There's a lot more things that have to do with the keto diet that you have to understand first before you get on the keto diet, okay? So
the man just wants to lose 10 pounds, for God's sakes.
So email me.
Help him out. Help him out. One day less that he could be losing weight. Q, you complicate everything. You just want people to email you. You want to feel wanted.
Joshua, I will help you out, okay? I'm not going to do this for every listener. Like I said, people pay for this, I promise, for me to go into serious detail. But I will give you just a brief understanding of what you need to do, but I need to know what you eat daily and what your routine is. And then I can help you out. And then we can do this back on email again, and I can explain, what I told you.
Okay, Q. You're rambling on. What do you want your closing statement to be, Q? What's your closing statement?
Dude, what do you mean closing statement? How long have we been on here? Because I got news. Like what the fuck?
Oh my God, we've been on for 56 minutes.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll just.
What is your news?
Of course, as usual, you're talking the whole fucking time.
That is bullshit. I've been giving you more space to talk. Do not even go there.
No, you make it seem like it, but it's not.
Oh, thanks. So now I'm making up time now.
You take enough time. You fucking,
Well, go ahead. Finish your closing statement. Shut up already.
My closing statement is that, again, please relax, people. Do not worry about anything. Okay, from what I understand, get at least 4 ounces of silver, get some gold, okay?
The fur is happening.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh my God.
That's pretty much about it when it comes to this new system. Shut the fuck up. Stop making me fucking laugh. But seriously. Don't worry about anything, okay? We are completely fine. Donald Trump is and has been control of everything, okay? Even that whole situation with, was it Iran? Where was it?
Syria.
They just did?
I mean, for God's sakes, you can't even keep up with the...
Because I don't give a fuck, because it doesn't mean anything, because I'm not even...
But if Donald Trump's in control, then why wouldn't you give a fuck?
Yes. I said, because I don't care what the media is telling us. That's what I'm saying. Nobody, we don't know what was true and what's not. All we're saying is what the media is telling you happened. So, I don't believe anything. So that's why I don't listen to shit. Nothing bothers me about that. The only thing that bothers me is the ones that are getting busted for like pedophilia and stuff like that. That's true news, and you know that. So just calm down. Just relax. Enjoy your life normally, like you always do. Everything's gonna be fine. And just trust me, have faith in God. It's all in the plan, and it's already worked out, I promise you.
Well, that was so touching. So that being said,
come on, man.
Have faith in President Trump. Have faith in our president. He really has, Q brings up a good point. He really never has let us down. He's brought this, Q's mentioned this several times. I do believe Trump will be back. He will be back stronger than ever. And he's going to make sure that our country is where it needs to be in 2024. That is what I believe. Q believes Donald Trump apparently still president of the United States, but he's not living in the White House. He's apparently living in the new White House, which happens to be owned by his real estate company. I don't know how that works out with...
So Q's back. I never said Donald Trump is our president right now. I said that he is in control, okay, of everything. And that doesn't make he's our president right now. The reason why is because we are not in the corporation anymore, so he can't be our president. But he is control of the military and everything that's going on. And but 100%, Biden never got inaugurated, and he's not our president now.
How can you just cut me off like that?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry again.
Wow. How rude. Anyways, so just be ready for the nefarious... Every time you say that fucking word, I can't even pronounce it. And it's so fucking stupid. I feel stupid saying it. I feel dumb saying it.
Not Sarah, just Sarah.
Nefera, Jafera.
N as in Nick.
Don't spell it out for me. Listen, I like pronouncing it as the joke that it is. Nefera, Jafera. Listen, the United States is a strong, vigilant country. It's been through more, through harder times than this. This is a president that is senile. This is a president that doesn't know where he's at. The more, just look, just feel positive about this. No one can tell you he's done anything good. No one. Only CNN, mainstream media, that they're going to praise him. But they all know deep down inside their gut that this guy is fucking up at in every corner. That being said, just have faith in our country. Have faith in the people in this country. Have faith in the other 74 million people that voted with you for Donald Trump. And there is a lot, because a lot of Democrats like to play it off, but there's a lot of Republicans that did not vote this cycle. Believe it or not, just like Democrats don't go out to vote, we have Republicans that don't go out to vote, even if they're Trump supporters. Just like we have illegal immigrants that are not allowed to vote, but apparently only voted in this election. There's a lot of illegal immigrants that fled, for example, a country like Venezuela and sees Joe Biden and sees similarities there. And they probably would have voted for Donald Trump. Be optimistic of the future. We have a lot of young blood in the Republican Party. We have a lot of good people in the Republican Party. We have a lot of bad ones. I think Trump's focus is going to be 2022. He just endorsed Senator, why do I always forget him, from North Carolina? South Carolina. Senator, oh my God, I always forget his name. He's the one that put in a police bill. He tried, at least, and they never let him. Scott. Tim Scott. Senator Tim Scott. He endorsed him today. Trump is not our current president. He is not in control of the military. He is a regular civilian, and he is going to run for president, and I strongly believe he will. If he's mentally there, he will.
When he was on CPAC, did he actually sound like he wasn't the president? How strong did he sound? How strong did he look? Did he look like he gave two fucks about what's happening here because he knows he's the fucking boss?
No, he just looked like a guy that was a civilian that can criticize everything Joe Biden's doing. And that's exactly what he did. And he continued to make his statements on the election fraud.
Sorry, I'm going to interrupt you.
That being said, I mean, you've already interrupted me so many times.
Come on, man.
I mean, that being said, guys, if you want to show some love and support, I'd greatly appreciate it. Don't forget to follow me. I stream every single day. Don't forget to, we're creating a great team on Friday. Several different people are going to be coming from all parts of the United States to come visit the Republican Nation. We're going to be doing some cool, unique things. And I'm very, very ecstatic. I'm very excited about it. We're going to have someone I call Matt Gaetz Jr. because he looks just like Matt Gaetz, but he's not. He's ex-military, served our country. He's a very, very, he is what we would consider a real conservative, a strong conservative, very religious. And he served our country. We got Mark on the Mark podcast. He's coming over here as well. And we're all going to hang out. We're going to be doing a lot of things. We're going to go out into the streets. We're going to be asking questions to people. We're going to be doing a lot of cool things. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm creating a team. I'm creating a network. There's a bigger plan to this. I have a much bigger plan to this. I did not get into this without having a plan for the future. Dr. Q, of course, has a major part of it. He might have to change his name, though, after March 6th. And change his voice and possibly change his face. But aside from that, if you do want to show some love and support, I appreciate, by the way, so many people are buying from the store. I'm extremely grateful because it does, the proceeds does go back to this platform and me continuing to build better content, continue to grow the Republican Nation, and at the same time, you get great gear. I have really nice stuff there, from bathing suits. I mean, the things you won't even imagine. Bathing suits, flip-flops, backpacks, everything. Hats. I mean, you guys can check it out for yourself. It's www.therepublicannation.store. There is no .com to it because a lot of people have been confusing it. It's the Republican Nation, therepublicannation.store. And I think that's one of the confusions that people are having. I may purchase the RepublicanNationStore.com just in case. That being said, guys, God bless you. God bless your families. And God bless this beautiful country we call America.
America great again.